Chapter 5, The System of Archangel Cariton. Shortly afterward, again under the supervision of the great Archangel Adusia, practical tests, open to all, were made with this new invention, which was later to become so famous. The new system was unanimously acknowledged to be the best, and soon it was adopted for service throughout the universe, gradually superseding all previous systems. At the present time, this system of the great angel, now Archangel Cariton, is in use everywhere. The ship on which we are now flying is based on the same principles, and its construction is similar to that of all ships built according to this system. It is not very complicated. The whole of this great invention consists of a single cylinder shaped like an ordinary barrel. The secret of this cylinder lies in the disposition of the materials of which its inner walls are composed. These materials are isolated from each other by means of amber, and owing to their arrangement in a certain order, have the property of acting on any cosmic gaseous substance entering the space they enclose, whether atmosphere, air, ether, or any other combination of homogeneous cosmic elements, causing it immediately to expand within the cylinder. The bottom of this cylinder barrel is hermetically sealed, but the lid, although it can also be tightly closed, is hinged in such a way that on pressure from within it opens and then shuts again. So, Your Right Reverence, if this cylinder barrel is filled with atmosphere, air, or any other such substance, the action of its walls causes these substance to expand to such an extent that the interior becomes too small to hold them. Striving to find an outlet from this constricted interior, they naturally press against the lid of the cylinder barrel, which opens on its hinges and allows these expanded substances to escape, and then immediately closes again. Since in general nature abhors a vacuum, as soon as the expanded gaseous substances are released, the cylinder barrel is again filled up with fresh substances from outside, and they in their turn undergo the same process and so on without end. Thus the substances are always being changed, and the lid of the cylinder barrel alternately opens and shuts. Fixed to this lid is a very simple lever, operated by the movement of the lid, which sets in motion some also very simple cogwheels, and these in turn revolve fans attached to the sides and stern of the ship itself. Thus, Your Right Reverence, in spaces where there is no resistance, contemporary ships like ours simply fall toward the nearest stability, but where there are any cosmic substances that offer resistance, it is these substances, no matter what their density, that are acted upon by the cylinder and enable the ship to move in any desired direction. It is interesting to note that the denser the substance in any given part of the universe, the better the charging and the discharging of the cylinder barrel proceeds. And in consequence, of course, the rate of movement of the levers is accelerated. Nevertheless, I repeat, a region without atmosphere, that is, a space containing only world ethrochrono, is the best for contemporary ships as it was for earlier ones, because it offers no resistance at all, and the law of falling can therefore be employed to the full with no need for the work of the cylinder. Furthermore, contemporary ships have the advantage that in atmosphereless spaces, they can be given an impetus in any direction and can fall wherever intended without the complicated manipulations necessary in ships of the system of St. Venema. In short, Your Right Reverence, both in convenience and simplicity, contemporary ships are beyond comparison with the earlier ones, which were often exceedingly complicated, and at the same time had none of the advantages of the ships we use now.